Hello, good morning. It's Jason here from the Cape Station 2015. Started out this morning, 4:30, the early hours this morning for Campu, for summer push over the next couple of days, and tragedy struck just before we really got going. In the middle of the night, we experienced a huge avalanche, burying all our gear. Just from Camp 1, with all our crampons, ice axes, harnesses, jammers, ropes, helmets, has been hit by the avalanche. Thankfully, all the team are safe and we're in no danger of being hit by the avalanche, but the avalanche was huge. It was the full side of the mountain that was taken away. So, since 6:30 this morning, we've been trying to dig out any remaining gear. But to no avail, we haven't been able to secure any of our gear. It's been a really frustrating start this morning. The avalanche, as I said, come down below Camp 1 and an awful rate that took the whole side of the mountain. Huge, huge, huge slab, which washed right down to the headwall at the top of the Pultowel Glacier. So, for the last 6 to 7 hours, we've been digging unsuccessfully, and unfortunately, there's another group of Sherpas that went ahead of us, just a couple of moments ahead of us, and they were helping to put in some more rope. But unfortunately, one of them got hit by a rock just in Camp 1, and today's event has now turned to a bit of a rescue. He's broke his arm and his wrist, and he has another 5 Sherpas with him. But he's incapacitated and he's trying to make his way back down the mountain. We're currently here at the bottom of the snowfield and we're going to wait on to help the Sherpa. We've got oxygen ready and some drugs, ibuprofen. I know it's not strong, but it's enough of a painkiller to help the current situation till we get the man back to base camp. So that's where we are today on the 24th of January, or 24th of July. On K2. K2 is proven why it's a savage mountain. Nobody has been successful. Mike Horn turned back this morning and reported back that he was up to his shoulders, up to his waistline in snow. So until we know more, I'll give you an update at the next progress. But as it stands, we've stepped down from the summit push to reevaluate the situation in K2.